Cosmos, an exercise in writing. A writer's block is just immaturity. Once you do your travels, you will actually not have enough time to write everything down. You can't become a great writer by writing, just like you can't become a great painter by merely painting. You have to travel to have stories to tell, or become a philosopher to deliver some important message. But you can't just sit down and write. This reminds me of Einstein needing help with his math. He came in with the mechanics completed, but he still needed the correct machinery of mathematics to express everything. You see, you need the content first. Otherwise, your work will be constantly tiny and squished. My first, very serious, writing project from when I was a baby began with the map of the cosmos. I only did a couple of pages, double-spaced. I didn't really get far into the cosmos. And although it was a tiny step for humankind, it was a huge step for me. And you too need that map. But you can't just pull up a chair and doodle something on a page. You actually have to visit the worlds to learn their stories. And once you do that, you just write them down. You should also know that dishonesty has been at play in the writing industry. Some extremely powerful writers rose to fame by synthetic writing indeed, but judging by the architecture of their works, they were hoisted up. The way that Hollywood hoists up stars for the purpose of making a sale. They had talent. They had good ideas. They had stories to tell. But they didn't have the full writer in them. For one, as far as I can tell, most of the big writers lack class. It really matters who the writer is, or where they come from and how they rose. To understand what they are saying, we must absolutely befriend them. And I do not want to read books written by a person who took drugs to write them, or is about to pass away from morbid obesity. I would prefer to read a book generated by a smart, clean AI than a person who still needs massive amounts of growing up. I don't want the story to end with misery or some stupid trick. Immaturity shows. Our favorite spy, for example, sucks. He has no humanity, and without humanity, there cannot be heroism. Many, if not all, immature writers write misery. They just don't know in their mind that misery is a force of destruction and not creation. Misery will shut them down, will make their books fade away in time. I once shared a very simple bit of serious writing advice and told the person in the simplest possible words, "The art of good writing is in what you leave out." And let me make it clear to you. You leave out the misery. Anywhere you stick it in your works, it will tear them down and make them absolutely forgettable. Now you still need content, you still need class, but you certainly do not need misery. It will destroy everything. Yes, there is a form of writing that entices the distracted reader on a train, on a park bench, to a page after page. But it demands class. Heroes that rise, like in comic books, with none of the filth or inhumanity of synthetic misery writing. Furthermore, the hero can't be an accidental role model. You can't write without having lived it all first. An incomplete hero is the worst thing you can do to a story. So much has been destroyed this way. And many wise readers gave up on reading because they watched their beloved characters implode with stupidity and immaturity and maybe even filth. If you write incomplete heroes, they will tear your story down. What will come out is a caricature of intellect. The character will come out vague or infantile or just crap. So yeah, there is a form of writing. But so is low-effort abstract art for the purpose of money laundering a form of art. The answer to what to write about has always been in front of you. The reason why you can't find a perfect book, or more books as perfect as the ones you love, is because they haven't been written yet. Do you understand? On the shoulders of those who came before you, with none of the bad and more of the good, it is you that must create those books. You have to write precisely what you wish you could read. But please remember to leave all the bad ideas out. Misery does not fit in books. It is not entertaining. It is the worst thing you can do. Again, compare that to that high school kid that was sitting in the back row in art class and was drawing a face, was drawing something that looked pretty human and had eyes right and had this right and the nose was a little off. But instead of fixing things, he figured, well, why don't I just get a red crayon and make it all bloody? This way, all the crooked and ugly features of the face will make sense because it is a creation of violence and misery. Yeah, do not do that. That is not good writing. That is not good art. That is just crap. Living the life of the character you create will, of course, greatly aid character development. And this completely overshadows one of the greatest and most beautiful ideas of creating an imbalance between traditional characters. Recently, the imbalance driver has been taken to the maximum by retelling celebrated books in context of modern fantasy. Put a werewolf or a zombie or a hacker vampire hunter into an existing story and the world will create itself. It will be colorful and it will be driven, for sure. But it is easy, it is cheap, it is pop writing. And you, as a writer, deserve to be read 1,000 years from now. Legacy and longevity is absolutely one of the defining characteristics of a powerful, meaningful, wise, and readable author. I am sorry, but all writers must grow up. They have to become great beings to write. It's a beautiful adventure. It's a beautiful challenge. all the negative that you can find in this is that no, you cannot just buy a typewriter and start writing. You first have to go on adventures. Now that's a pretty small negative if you ask me. Writing begs you to set off on expeditions. You need knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. You need to rise all the way up until you become a great being. How else are you going to inspire? Writing is not for writing's sake, nor it is for reading's sake. Writing is for your spirit to be reawakened to no end. Time and again in the new friendships across all the time yet to come. Your typewriter is the last step. The first step is adventure. Get up. Get up and go shopping for gear to cross the Triple Crown, the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide Trails. You can section hike. You do not have to go on a huge through hike. But write what you live. Add to what is already there. May you walk the forests and sands of the worlds where your epic story of heroism and greatness unfolds.